В имя Отця и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Христос рождается. Christ is born. That glorify him was a little weak, but we'll let you slide this time. Сьогоднішнє Євангеліє є те саме, що ми читаємо на Собор Пресвятої Богородиці в другий день свят Різдвяних, тільки що є інший апостол сьогодні, ніж 26 грудня. Але ми бачимо це, що дійсно повинно нас застановити трохи. Господа Ісуса переслідують від самого початку Його життя. So in today's gospel, we see Joseph acting in a way to protect Jesus right from his infancy. And so, but Jesus was going to die anyways, right? So what's the big deal? Why is Joseph so protective? Because Jesus had to die as an adult. He had to go through all the stages of human development in order to recapitulate everything, to get everything back on track, and so that human life could resume again according to the way that God intended it to be. And then at the end of his life, he had to, as an adult, offer himself up for the life of the world. And he had to train a number of disciples to be able to carry this way. That's what they used to call Christianity back in those days. This way of life, which we have inherited because he did that. But he had to show that he was giving his life freely for the human race. And that's why it was important that he not die as an infant, but that he be able to manifest to the world that he not only gives himself, but that he forgives immediately upon the cross. And thus changes human history. Переслідування християн – це нічого нового. Від дитинства Ісуса, пізніше, скоро після зіслання Святого Духа, починається мучеництво учнів Христових. Стефан, перший діакон і перший мученик, а за ним тисячі. Але що повинно нас дійсно застановити, є це, що в останніх роках щороку вбивають більше християн, ніж було вбито за часів римського імперського переслідування. It is almost unimaginable that every year in the last few decades more Christians have been murdered for their faith than during the entire period when the Roman emperors were persecuting Christianity. Every year, there's a big controversy over this, how many there are Christians who are killed every year. And the number goes between 9,000 and 90,000. And it all is on how you analyze statistics. The larger number is due to the fact that many Christians die in wars. wars that are waged, according to secularists, between tribes. But in fact, they're waged between those who hate Christianity and those who want to defend it. And so a very large number of people die every year, especially in Africa, due to these wars in which Christians are targeted. And then, of course, there is the Middle East and Egypt. As I said at the beginning of the liturgy, the Coptic Christians are a special target for those who hate Christianity. The Copts have been under Muslim rule since the 7th century. The Copts are the original Egyptians. In Greek, the name of Egypt is Egyptos. So that Gypt is the root of the word Copt. So the Copts are the original Egyptians. Later, Egypt was swarmed by Arab invaders, and now it is an Arab country. And all the Copts speak Arabic, but they also know the Coptic language, which they preserve in the Divine Liturgy. If you go to a Coptic church in North America, you will hear the liturgy being celebrated in several languages, in Coptic, Arabic, and English. Or if you go in Quebec, it'll be Coptic, Arabic, and French, because they have a connection to their ancient church, but they're also very much centered on spreading the gospel and on converting new people to the faith. It's amazing how you would think that all those centuries of persecution would make them sit quiet. Don't make trouble. Reminds me of a Jewish anecdote told by Jews themselves. There are two Jews being put up against a wall by a Nazi who is going to shoot them. And the Nazi officer says, "Would you like a blindfold and a cigarette?" And one of the Jews says, "I spit on your blindfold and your cigarette." And the other one says, "Shh, Maury, don't make trouble." And really, that is how sometimes people react to persecution. Don't make trouble. Hide. Keep your head low. Don't stir up controversy. But that's not the way the Copts do it. The Copts make sure that people know that they're Christians. Many of them get a tattoo of a cross on their wrists. And what does that mean? That means if they are ever caught by those who hate Christianity, they will be immediately identifiable as Christians. And they do this proudly because they realize that persecution is to be expected if you are a real Christian. The world will hate you if you are a real Christian. Just as Jesus was hated. Ми можемо взорватися на мучениках, тому що вони нам є прикладом не тільки відваги, але того, що вони знають Ісуса Христа особисто. Подивимося на послання до Галатів. Святий Павло каже, що це не через якесь людське вчення, а якісь цікаві філософії, що він став християнином, але через особисте об'явлення Господа Ісуса Христа, особисту зустріч з Ісусом Христом. The reason we need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is so that if we are ever persecuted, we will be able to stand firm, not because we read somewhere about Jesus, but because we have met the living Christ, the risen Christ, in our own lives. And that is the key. That's why we read the gospel, epistle to the Galatians, where St. Paul says, this is not the teachings of men. This is revelation from Jesus Christ. I didn't learn this from people. I learned this from Jesus. And he says about after his conversion, he went for 3 years into Arabia where he wouldn't have run into many Christians. He went there conceivably to begin his process of converting Gentiles, of going out and saying to others, the outsiders, come and find out the truth that is at the basis of all truth. Find out about him who is the truth, the way, and the life. Let me tell you about him. And then he came to Jerusalem. He met Peter, who was also known as, in Greek, as Cephas, which means the rock. The Latin is Petrus, and the Greek is Cephas. And he also met James, the brother of the Lord. And today, on the Sunday after the Nativity of our Lord, we remember in a special way King David, Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, and James, Jesus' cousin, known as the brother of God in our tradition. Брат Господній, Яків. Цікава назва, правда? Брат Божий. Може бути братом Божим, бо Ісус є Бог. Тому він є двоюрідним братом цього Ісуса, який є Богом. І ми сьогодні святкуємо тих, які є фізично споріднені з Ісусом Христом. The interesting thing about us recognizing the relatives of Jesus in today's celebration is the fact that the King of Kings does not establish a dynasty. He could have, like all other kings, established a dynasty based on his family. But instead, he made you and me his family so that we might continue the kingdom of God rather than his blood relatives. We do celebrate them today, David, Joseph, and James, his cousin, known as the brother of God. And you know that brother in many languages does not mean sibling. It means someone in your family. Could be a cousin, a first or second cousin, or perhaps even further away, but you call them your brother. So this is a radically different kingdom, not ruled by a dynasty. It is ruled by those who are willing to give their life like Jesus. And that's why this is for us a confirmation of the truth of the gospel, that every year, somewhere between 9,000 and 90,000 Christians are ready to give their life up for Jesus Christ because they know him personally. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ personally yet, if you have not yet had a personal encounter with him, then I would suggest that you ask for it. Pray and keep your eyes open. Keep the eyes of your heart open. Because he often comes in very surprising ways. And you might not be ready for it. When all the times that you think, oh yeah, you can come now, Jesus, I'm quite ready for you. And most of those times, you'll get nothing. He will surprise you. Because that's the way he is. He is self-effacing. And he doesn't want to arrive with fanfare. He sometimes comes in the midst of suffering. Sometimes he comes in the midst of joy. There is always some cost involved. I was speaking with a friend a few days ago who said he was going to write a book one day, and one of the chapters would be called, "If It Doesn't Hurt, It's Not From God." And why is that? Is it because God likes to hurt us? No. It's because we are so thick-headed that sometimes it takes a major, painful event in our life to really turn our hearts to him. So today, let's pray for all those who are persecuted for their faith, in big and in little ways. You know, there are people who were told by their employers, "We don't say Merry Christmas. We don't mention Jesus. We only say Happy Holidays." And that's a little persecution. And there are many other little ways in which we are intimidated from speaking of or living out our faith. But if we have a personal living connection with the living Christ, then we will survive all these persecutions, even if they put our body to death. We will live through that. A good friend of mine, Father Robert Anderson, used to say that Christianity is a way to survive death. And it really is. Отже, молимся за мучеників, молимся до мучеників, і будьмо самі ісповідниками живої віри в живого Христа. Амінь. Христос рождається. Christ is born. Glorified.